explore a life unbound. Visit longviewcarolina.com for your personal tour. Longview, Carolina, worlds apart, minutes away.
Hey, y'all, this is Dabo Swinney. In football, a strong connection between players wins games. In life, a strong connection helps everyone win. That's why I'm an Upcountry Fiber customer. They've got the fastest, most reliable internet you can get, and it's backed by folks who live here and who care about doing things the right way. Whether it's game day streaming, working from home, or keeping up with family, Upcountry Fiber is your best play. Visit upcountryfiber.com to sign up for service. Upcountry Fiber, the winning team for a stronger connection.
South Carolina and all the ships at sea. How are you today, Producer Ramona?
I'm great. How are you doing?
I'm as well as can be expected. Good. As the drive time host of a 1-3 football team. We will have Brad Brownell on later today. 5:25 today. Brad will join us. It's getting about basketball time, and it might get here sooner than we believed.
Oh, that's just wrong.
You know, I hope that we're going to have a turnaround and some optimism. And you know, there's still a lot to play for. There is. I mean, you play the game of college. You know, look, you get spoiled. When you're near the winner's circle all the time, you get spoiled. And anything that drops beneath that level of expectation. You know, for example, you know, when we were in the Tommy West or Tommy Bowden era, you would have killed to win like 8 or 9 games. Killed. You know, so, you know, everything is relevant to your level of expectation. For example, you know, I love my man Will Vandevoort, but he's wrong. Okay. Quarterback is the most important position. The year is 2025. It's been the most important position for like a million years. That's why all the great quarterbacks win the Super Bowls. That's not coincidence. It's why a Brady doesn't need great offensive linemen. It's why a Mahomes doesn't need great offensive linemen. It's why a Josh Allen doesn't need great offensive linemen. It's because the most important position on the field is the quarterback. It's always been the most important position, and it still is the most important position. And it all starts there for every football team. It always does, always will. The Indianapolis Colts don't have a great quarterback, but they have a quarterback who's a lot better than anything they've had of late, and now they're winning every game with the same personnel. All right? So it always starts with the quarterback. Always, always, always. And there is your chief problem. All right. The offensive line hasn't been great. It hasn't been awful. It's been okay. It's just been pedestrian. Honestly, it's been like it is most years. And the defensive line, you know, look, people are misreading the defensive line, all right, because it hasn't been awful either. It's just that it hasn't been what many of you thought it would be. I mean, I heard a lot of people before the year calling it the best defensive front in America. I don't blame people for saying that because we were hearing all this notion about, you know, the Parker and Woods going in the top 10, which apparently is still being floated there. That's not happening right now, I can tell you that. That's just nonsense. That's just wrong. I mean, Parker's not going in the top 10 right now, and neither is Woods. I mean, not even close. So that's just going to be wrong. It's just like the Kane stuff was going to be the number one quarterback with Kuiper and McShay. That was never happening. You know, we've told you that all along. But the defensive front, Clemson's allowing like 3.3 yards per rush. That is number 32 or 33 or 35 in the country. All right. They're 136 teams. That's not bad. It's way better than it was last year. That's actually, I'm glad Tiger fan Becca's on. She, you know, Ramona, Tiger fan Becca made a kick-a call yesterday. You know, we used to have Becca on all the time. I don't know where she's been. But she went off yesterday. She went off. She called Kwok and Ben and went absolutely off. So we're expecting all that big Becca energy in a second. But, you know, look, I think when you really evaluate this team, I mean, the run defense numbers aren't bad. They're not bad. They're better than they were a year ago. So that group hasn't been awful. They just haven't been the best defensive line in America, which people thought they were going to be. And so there's that disconnect. But they've been, you know, factually, that number's better than it was a year ago. It's better than it was a year ago. But your problem starts, and I'm not doing this all day, by the way. I'm moving on. I'm talking about moving forward, the other games from last week, the games coming up this week, because the slate of games this week are amazing. Brad Brunell at 5:30. I'm not rehashing what's been wrong with Clemson all day. But suffice it to say, it always starts with the quarterback, and this is the reason. You want to know why the drop-off? The quarterback was 6 in total quarterback rating last year. Now he's 91, and he has not played even a good quarter of football in 4 games. That's the reality, right? He's behind DJ Lagway, and he's 7 spots behind Nico in total quarterback rating. Those two guys have been dreadful. That's the reality. These aren't some imaginary numbers from some 20-year-olds who work at Pro Football Focus and don't know their A from their elbow. These are actual facts. Now, unencumbered by facts, people can say anything they want. But these are actual facts. Cade Klubnik's quarterback rating, total quarterback rating, is 91. Behind DJ Lagway, who all he does is throw interceptions. And 7 spots behind Nico, who can't play a good quarter or win a single game. That's the reality of where this team is. And that's where it starts. And Dabo Swinney said this after game one. Unless you get better play from that position, you can forget it. It's just not going to happen. Dabo's not immune to this. He knows what – you're not going to fool him. He knows how he won 2 national championships. He won 2 national championships with great quarterback play. Right now, the reality is the quarterback play is awful. I mean – every area of quarterback play has been a fail. Every area. I mean, it's like 10 different areas. They've all been fails. And he's not alone. You know, I don't think anybody on this team, when you're 1-3 and your only win is a comeback from down 13 against Troy, no one's played well. With rare exception. You know, Adam Randall, you know, a couple fumbles mixed in there, but he's played well. So, but in terms of where it starts there. It always starts there. Always, always, always. 100% of the time. And, you know, and I keep saying, you know, we hear all these wonderful things about Christopher Vezina, but when the quarterback is 91 and he's behind DJ Lagway and Nico, and we don't see Vezina for even a series in the second quarter, you've got to wonder whether the praise for Vezina is justified or not. And because I'm wondering that right now. Again, the only other possibility is Clemson felt like they were in close games and they couldn't afford to risk a series, but I don't know what the risk is when the other guy is 91. You know, I don't know the answer to that. Texas said, in your opinion, was DJ ever as bad as Cade has been so far this year? Oh, no way. No, DJ was never anywhere close to this bad. No way. No way. And he never had receivers. He never had this setup. I mean, and this is hard to believe. Some of this is just, like, hard to believe. Like, it doesn't make any logical sense. You know, it doesn't make any logical sense how the quarterback could have been six in the same category last year, and now he's 91. It doesn't make any sense that the plays he was making a year ago, he's not making any of them. And for the most part against Syracuse, he played from a clean pocket. Sorry. I didn't watch a replay. I didn't need to. He had all day to throw most of the time. Syracuse doesn't have an elite pass rush. He threw it a million times. You know, so, yeah, there were some times he got rushed. Yeah. But, you know, it's everything. It's decision-making. It's seeing the field. It's accuracy. It's holding the ball too long. It's bailing out of the pocket. It's throws that are way too late. Did I say that one? I don't even know. I mean, it's all of the elements of playing quarterback. You know, it's been a across the board fail. So, you know, I'm surprised we have not seen Vezina. And you can tell me whatever you want. See, in a way, you set yourselves up for this, because when you tell us all off season about how great Vezina is and how great Smith, how great all these guys are, how great Tristan Smith is, how great, you know, how great Eazy-E is, how great Gideon Davidson is. And look, some of that I believe. I believe the part about Gideon Davidson and Eazy-E. I've seen the film. I believe it. It's been a long time since I watched Christopher Vezina film, to be honest. But I've seen the film on those two running backs. I mean, when Dabo Swinney said Gideon Davidson was the best high school back in the country, I thought he was right. Dabo Swinney said that, you know, Eazy-E, this was his quote. He said, a more explosive Wayne Gallman. He runs violently. Okay, that guy's got to play then. You know, and when he gets zero snaps, then, you know, you wonder what that disconnect is. And I think he can play. I thought so when I did his talent analysis long ago. The Vezina thing puzzles me. I understand the sort of desperate nature to save this season, and maybe you thought that Cade was going to come around, and maybe he still will to some degree. But since you hadn't seen it at all in any of these four games, I'm a little surprised that with the commentary about Vezina in this whole camp that we didn't see him for a series or something in the second quarter of one of these games. Again, I acknowledge most of these games were close. Maybe they felt that they were still in these games. They did not want to risk losing a possession in a close game. I understand the nature of that. I understand the nature of that. But I also understand 91 behind DJ Lagway and seven spots behind Nico, which just seems friggin' impossible. I mean, because those two guys have stunk all year. So, I mean, and, you know, and in Lagway's case, he was coming back from injury. He didn't have the benefit of any fall camp. He basically said, okay, son, go play football now. You're back, go play football. When you had these great players of the past, all right, whether it was the Wilkinses or the Watsons or the Lawrences or the receivers, the Nuke Hopkinses of the world, the C.J. Spillers of the world, the Travis Etienne's of the world. These guys always played hard. They always played hard. They were always difference makers. You want to know what's happened to this team? It's not hard. It's all these guys who were allegedly first-round draft picks that none of them have played well. None of them. The alleged stars of this football team have not played like stars. And you can go right down the list. You know, it starts with Cade Klubnik, who's 91 in total QBR. Again, behind Lagway and Nico. You know, you've got Parker, who really hasn't done much of anything. You've got Peter Woods, who gets doubled a lot, but hasn't been great. You've got Wade Woodhaz, who, you know, talked about being the greatest linebacker Clemson football history before the year. That hasn't happened. You know, I mean, these were the guys who were the alleged, like, stars and leaders of the team. Well, as a group, okay, as a total group, and this isn't fair to all of them, because Peter Woods hasn't been as bad as the others, but as a group, what's the grade on that group of players? Forget a draft style. Forget an actual football grade. We're not going to measure them at 6.8 or whatever. Just in terms of, regular common sense, what's the grade on that group of players as a group? F? Is it an F? Is the cumulative grade of that group of guys an F? I mean, if I'm generous, is it a D? How does it get to be a D? All right. Cade's been an F. Parker's been D minus. Wood has, I don't know, C minus. Woods, C plus. Is that where we are? And so what's the cumulative grade of that? Well, that's how you're 1-3. Right there. With the only win being over Troy and trailing Troy 16-3. That's how. All right. Because these guys are supposed to be the leader of your football team, the leader of the program. All right. So if these guys aren't going to produce, none of them are going to produce, what happens with the other guys? That's why at some point, you got to take their candy away. At some point, you got to make them sit. You just do. And, I realize you want to win. You want to keep competing. You want to hope that there's some change there. I think that this group of guys should have all set by now. I just think they should have. That's how I view it. Walt Tiptula, Road Rage, quick break.
Discover Reed's Jewelers, America's largest family-owned jeweler, and their state-of-the-art expanded store in Haywood Mall. The same location, with nearly twice the showroom space as before. Dedicated to bringing you amazing savings on diamonds, watches, and more. All with the same superior customer service they've always provided. You'll be amazed at the 21st century appeal of the new Reed's Jewelers expanded store. Reed's Jewelers, next to Belk on the top floor in Haywood Mall. Online at Reed's.com.
Join us live at Trammell & Mills Law Firm in Anderson on Wednesday, October 1st for the kickoff to Tigers for Tatas. The Mickey Plyler Show starts at 6, followed by Facts on Sports at 9. All proceeds from merchandise sales go to Dabo's All-In Team Foundation. See you there.
Missing shingles, granules in your gutters, or water staining on your ceiling are all warning signs, visual cues that your roof is in need of repair. The next time you check your mail or back out of your driveway, take a glance at your roof. Make note of any damage and call Adams & Co. Roofing for a free no-obligation roof inspection. Adams & Co. Roofing's expert team members will assess the damage and provide top-quality repairs if needed to keep your roof and everything under it safe and sound. Don't wait for a small issue to become a big problem. Call Adams & Co. Roofing today.
At Toyota of Easley, it's the Clear the Lot sales event going on now. All 2025 models must go before the 2026 models arrive. Now is the time to get your best deal with great rates and discounts on all remaining 2025 Toyota Camrys, Corollas, or RAV4s. Hurry in to get the best selection of colors and amenities. Visit toyotaofeasley.com and pick out the vehicle you want. Then call to make an appointment or visit us at 5643 Calhoun Memorial Highway and experience exceptional customer service for your new ride home.
When there is a bad storm and your power goes out, will you be prepared? With a Generac whole home generator, you can be assured that you will have power when no one else does. At Davis Services, we can provide you with the peace of mind so you will not be in the dark. You will stay warm or cool and your food will not perish. Take advantage of the 500 instant Davis rebate towards the purchase of a 2224 kilowatt Generac whole home generator. And now get 7-year parts warranty when purchased before September 5th. Call 864-702-3512 today.
Do you need to reboot your style? If your work boots kick the bucket, then get to Harrison. We're the boot capital of the world with more in-stock boots than anyone. Work boots, western boots, hiking boots, rain boots, and plenty of wow boots. Job site, rodeo, tailgate, honky-tonk, Harrison's has boots for all walks of life. But if you need to put your best foot forward, stop by Harrison, the home of work, western, and wow! Come see us in Malden and Spartanburg or shop online at harrisonsusa.com. Boots you're after, Harrison's has them.
Fall weather offers a great opportunity to get creative in your kitchen and your backyard when preparing meals for family, friends, and neighbors. And nothing makes your creativity more enjoyable than the selection of ingredients you'll find at your neighborhood Ingles Market. From hand-cut steaks to fresh seafood, locally grown fruits and vegetables from right here in the Carolinas. Whether it's breakfast, lunch, dinner, or a weekend cookout, rely on your local Ingles to have what you need. If you're traveling or heading to the mountains, use your Ingles Advantage card to save on fuel purchases before you hit the road. Shop your Ingles Pharmacy to save on prescriptions. If you're having a family get-together or reunion, have the Ingles Deli create a custom platter just for you. The Ingles Floral Department has beautiful arrangements to accent your home and your table. Take it from me. You'll find everything you need at your local Ingles. Low prices. Love the savings.
You've waited all summer for the weather to get a little cooler. Now it's getting a little cooler, and why don't you join about 2,000 of your coolest friends every Thursday night for Jazz on the Alley in downtown Seneca. It's outside dining, great live music, and you come on and join the party. Here's just a few sounds. Want to bring your chairs just in case, because the tables and chairs go very quickly. And then join us every Thursday night at 5:30 for the Happy Hour Artists. This is a chance for up and rising young emerging artists to debut their talents right here at Jazz on the Alley. It's every Thursday night. If you want to know what's happening and who's playing, it's so easy. Just follow us on Facebook at Seneca SC Events. And then grab your friends, your cool friends, and join about 2,000 of your other friends every Thursday night right here in downtown Seneca for a little jazz.
There's nothing like when you get that part from eBay and it just fits. Yeah, the first time. So you can do less of this and get right back to more of this. At eBay, you'll find all the parts you need, guaranteed to fit, at prices you'll love. Sounds good, doesn't it? eBay. Things people love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Powered by Upcountry Fiber, we are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Providing fiber internet, HDTV, and phone service, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
The Upstate's home for Atlanta Braves baseball. We are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
It began. I can't begin to know him, but then I know it's growing strong.
You're confusing people with that. We had a little technical glitch, so that's why we had to do that.
My bad.
No, it's no one's bad, just the way it is. Hey, let me tell you about my guy, Gary and Jeannie Mahaffey. Listen, they operate one of the largest Medicare insurance agencies in North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia. Additionally, Gary has handpicked agents who sell and service all three states for Medicare Advantage and Medicare supplement products. The agents all work under Gary's tutelage, making sure they carry on the tradition of kindness and service, quality, and availability, which are absolute trademarks of this company. You've heard all the testimonials of the people who call into the show to back this up. Gary and his gang will always take the time for you. You've heard back-to-back callers even on air about Gary Mahaffey and what he has meant to their lives. Listen, you cannot age into Medicare without having Gary and his team on your side. There is no way a layperson can navigate this. Plus, quite honestly, it is a business filled with scoundrels who just try and take advantage of people. You know, you can't have any of that. Just call Gary. Gary will help you, I promise you. Gary and his agent's service come at no cost to you. In fact, it will only help you. He is not paid by you. Call him today, 864-307-8484, 864-307-8484. And again, you will thank me later. All right, and by the way, I'm not doing this postmortem of the four games all day today. I'm not going to do it. I've had basically enough of it. I want to move forward and talk about the rest of college football and the NFL. There's lots to get to. You are, of course, welcome to continue these conversations and get in with what you want. But you know, I think that at this point, we just keep sort of rehashing it, and you know, you're not going to change it. And look, do I think there are going to be some changes come North Carolina? I do. I think there will be some changes. I think you will see some of these other guys, no matter what's been said. I expect to see these other players. I think there's no doubt you will see Gideon Davidson. There is no doubt you will see Eazy-E. I think Dabo Swinney confirmed that on his coach's show. I don't think there's any doubt you're going to see Lawson. I would not be surprised to see Lawson start opposite Held. That would not shock me. I would not be I would expect to see Tristan Smith. I really expect to see him starting. If he doesn't start, I expect him to play starter snaps. I would be shocked if he doesn't. I don't see how, when you have a team that's clearly not giving the desired effort for whatever reasons, how you don't play a guy like Tristan Smith, who every time he gets on the field is showing incredible effort. And that's what you told us about all fall. Again, that's the disconnect. These are the things that bother people. And if you want to get into any of that, you're welcome to. These are the things that bother people. When you preach the value of all these other guys, and when the starters, for whatever reason, are not playing up to their ability, then we don't see any of these other guys that you've told us are so great. I mean, you sort of can't have that both ways. You know, you can't talk the entire fall camp about Tristan Smith, man, he's unbelievable. He's a leader. He's this, he's that, he's all that. You know, he's different body type. He's, you know, got great size. He's a catch point guy. He runs better routes than a guy that size normally does. He's, you know, he's this, he's that. And then the season starts and suddenly he's WR6. And he's WR6 behind some guys who haven't played great. And, you know, look, you figure it out. The Cade and Moore thing, you know, and the targets. Quack asked me about that. He asked me why the lack of success to Moore versus Wesco. And I said, I don't know, Quack. I said, but I think it probably reversed the LSU game when Cade hung him out to dry and Moore took a shot. And then I think he's like the guy who gets rear-ended at the stoplight. Me. And that doesn't go away quickly. I mean, it just doesn't. I thought Moore played better last game. I thought that was clear. So maybe we'll get some of that going forward, and maybe we'll get a little healthier Antonio Williams going forward. We'll see how that plays out. But yeah, I think that, you know, these are I think some of the questions that people have when you've got guys who are just clearly not playing well. Guys that in the past seemingly you would have at least set out for a little bit. And those guys keep playing, and all these other guys that you talked about how great they are, and we don't see any of those guys. Again, this doesn't apply to Randall. The only reason it applies to Randall is Randall is on a pitch count. You know, he's not going to carry it more than 15, 16 times right now because he hasn't been a running back at the collegiate level. And, you know, he tapped out a number of times in the Georgia Tech game, which I saw live, and I thought, well, okay, that's right. Okay, people asked for more. Why isn't he getting it more? Because he couldn't handle it right then. And I don't blame him. I don't blame anybody for that. That's not the staff's fault. That's not his fault. That's just the reality of it. Other than you have other running backs that you told us are great. So give each of those guys 5 carries and run the ball a little bit more. You know, maybe take some pressure off the quarterback because he's not handled it. So run it a little more. You know, it seems like the thing to do. Looper, how are you there, Looper?
Yeah, I see what old Mr. Poppy picked up another number 22 ranked college basketball player, Juliet Smith from New York, 6'3" forward. You know, he's got 3 of the top 38 players now that so far, not counting the good transfer portals he's bringing in, and they played.
Yeah. But a little birdie is telling me that Brad Brownell may have another guy coming too.
And now, I don't know why Clemson stalker women ain't right. I mean, they lost all their players at the beginning. They'll probably come. I don't know. They've been playing. They said they posted in the second ranked recruiting class coming in. They're playing eight freshmen. They 3-2-5. Look at the teams they tied with. Ohio State was ranked 18th. South Carolina was 12th. Georgia was 15th. Stanford was 3. That's 4 ties. Now, they're doing that with 8 freshmen that's playing out on the field.
Yeah.
And I've been watching. They want to play, and they tied Cal, but hell, they were behind 2-0 with 8 minutes to go and came back and tied that game up, tied that one up. That's what you call effort. And I think their NIL is a candy bar. You know, they ain't getting these $1 million contracts. And somebody staying 8 years, I saw a team Saturday. Had a player that been to 6 schools in 8 years.
Yeah.
I'm done with it. Well, I mean, when there wasn't no NIL, you didn't see these Johnny come lately. I mean, it's players don't want to play. You get these schools, you have internal things going on. It sucks. I mean, it sucks.
Yeah, I get it. It's got to be, it's frustrating to fans
I've seen some other teams, over the weekend, players that got big money, and they just sat out. You can see they're not running. Boy, I mean, it's obvious. When I can see it from 50,000 feet away. That guy from Purdue. He's a mad dog.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then you got Alexander. When he's in there, he's a mad dog.
Yeah. He's giving effort.
The
great effort has come from the transfer. The great effort has come from the transfer portal additions. And so.
The guy from Alabama, he's only on there. What, 3 or 4 plays a game?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Then Smith, he would have had a touchdown in that LSU game, but can't catch it when you throw it at your
right. Throw it at your feet. Yeah, right.
Throw it at your feet, and then I don't ever see him. And then that play Saturday, look what he's done.
Yeah, breaks like 5 tackles.
I mean, the man wants. And then you got that guy, that big 6'8", 6'7" tight end. Every time when they do throw it to him, he's going down the field like an ostrich.
Yeah. Well, and, you had that play in the end zone of the prior game where you had the pass interference. But, again, that ball is thrown as like a sinker ball low and outside to a 6'8 guy. I mean, again, it was another bad throw, and there have been a ton of them.
Yeah, got a starting job. You got those Randall. He's done pretty good running it. I mean, good God, he's hard to bring down. I got credit for that.
Yeah.
But, 15 carries.
Yeah, look, and he's giving you effort. Okay, it's not hard to spot the guys who are giving great effort. He's one of them. Maybe even a little too much effort at times.
And on that, I don't know where they claim him through 3 stars. I've been watching Parker. I mean, hell, he's loafing.
Yeah.
Another clowning.
Yeah, Parker.
We'll just take it off there.
Thank you, Looper. Yep, I think it's clear you've not seen great effort from Parker, and he's not played well. He's at that group of the stars of this team, the compensated guys, the stars of this team, and, everybody's got compensated guys now, so other people's compensated guys play hard, so I don't know why Clemson's aren't. But that group of guys, when you combine them together, it's just bad. It's just, like I said, what's the cumulative group grade of that group of guys? Just A, B, C, D, E, F. A, B, C, D, E, F. What's the cumulative grade? It's, what is it? A D? The cumulative grade? D? Something like that? Yeah, probably. All right, we got to take a quick break. When we get back, it will be Garnet and Gold, Arthur, and Tom the Buckeye. How about that? Walt Deptula Road Rage, quick break.
With fall comes fall weddings. Grooms, don't let the big day get away from you without a visit to Roosters to look your best. Right now, Roosters is offering a Groomsman Party Pack for grooms with a party of three or more. Grooms get a 50% discount on a Gentleman's Choice haircut and shave package and 10% off all in-stock products for the entire wedding party. What better time to look and feel your best on your special day? Call Roosters and secure your appointment time today. 864-884-892. Oh, serving the Greenville area for 12 years.
Tiger fans, it's football time with fall almost here. Whether it's gearing up for game day, getting a jump on new fall styles, or taking advantage of summer closeouts up to 75% off, Elkmont is where you need to be. With great brands like On Clouds, Birkenstocks, Patagonia, Fiori, Z Supply, Back 70, Columbia, and more, Elkmont is located in Powdersville on Highway 153 and Clemson across from Bojangles, or online at ElkmontTradingCompany.com. That's ELKMONT TradingCompany.com. Go Tigers!
Strong industries build strong communities. For over 35 years, Industrial Motor Service has kept the upstate's factories, farms, and utilities running, powering everything from clean water to packaged goods to everyday essentials. Trusted by the region's leading manufacturers, IMS repairs and replaces critical equipment. Motors, pumps, and gearboxes of every size. Because when industry thrives, our community thrives. IMS, keeping the upstate moving. Learn more at industrialmotorservice.com.
At Koala Insulation of Greenville, we specialize in spray foam, blown-in, bat insulation, attic ventilation and air sealing, and crawl space insulation and encapsulations. Triple your savings with Koala Insulation of Greenville. Lower your energy bills by 20% on average. Get up to $1,050 in rebates from Duke Energy and get up to $1,200 in federal tax credits through December 31st. Call today, 864-867-1779, and find out what you can save.
How well do you know the condition of your home's plumbing system? Are you positive that there's not a slow drip behind a wall or under a cabinet? My name is Mike with One Time Plumber, and we're offering a free inspection on your home's entire plumbing system. We're checking everything out, but here's a few highlights of what we're looking for. The condition of your pipes, the condition of your water heater, the pressure in your shower, the list goes on, and we're going to inspect it for free.
The plumber whose name is his number one, Tom Plumber, One Time Plumber.
Greenville has a long mattress manufacturing history going back to 1931 when Orders Mattress Company was born. Today, the fourth generation of the Orders family is still making some of the best mattresses in the U.S. Visit Engineered Sleep's one-of-a-kind mattress showroom on Pleasantburg Drive, across from Krispy Kreme, and find your next mattress. Enjoy free in-home delivery, a 100-night sleep trial, and of course, a great night of sleep. Visit EngineersSleep.com.
For an outstanding 11 years running, Diamonds and Gold Direct has been named Anderson's best jewelry store. From a vast selection of engagement rings to their designer collection, Diamonds and Gold Direct has earned their place as Anderson's best. So stop in and see what makes Diamonds and Gold Direct your favorite jeweler. Diamonds and Gold Direct, Anderson's best jewelry store, 11 years in a row, Main Street, across from the mall.
Diamonds and Gold Direct, we're your diamond source.
If you're 55 or older and into that whole saving money thing, T-Mobile has an exclusive phone and internet bundle just for you. Right now, get two unlimited phone lines plus 5G home internet for just $30 each per month with autopay, plus taxes and fees. And with 5G home internet, setup is easy with just one cord and no technician needed, which is great if you're also into that whole keeping it simple thing. Switch now and experience the best mobile network in the U.S. Visit your local store to start saving. T-Mobile, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, Q4 2024 to Q1 2025, Ookla trademarks used under license. Unlimited on our network. Customers on voice plan may notice speeds lower than other customers and further reduction if using more than 50 gigs a month due to data prioritization. Video streams and SD on this plan. Home internet pricing after $20 a monthly bill credit plus $5 per line without autopay. Debit or bank account required. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.
The Upstate's home for sports talk.
It entertains me. I enjoy listening on the way home.
105.5 and 97.5 FM. We are the Roar.
I'm the show in San Antonio, the middle of a rodeo. Daddy's hand that you used to hold when you walked back to the car.
I'm the sound of the county fair. Ferris wheel kisses high up in the air. A sip of brandy when your soul is bare and you need to share your heart. I'm the words that'll hit you, that'll get you where you're going, so you never go there alone. I'm the melody glued to the memory that you can't shake when it comes on. I'm the party.
How good is that? I mean, it's just insanely good.
That Stephen is such Wilson. A good I mean, song.
Yeah, and it's a song that he didn't was reluctant to play. You know, his dad loved the song, and he was reluctant to play it. But Tex said Parker's playing like Miles Murphy did his last year. I that's well done. I can't disagree with that at all. I think you're all over it, Texter 901. Yep, well done. Thank you. Hey, Ramona. Texters are all asking us, Ron, what's the name of that song? It's called I'm a Song.
Yes.
Yeah.
By Stephen Wilson. Wilson.
Yeah. Where is Brooks? Here it is. Listen to this, Ramona. You might find some common ground in this. Brooks sent this. Brooks sent this at 3:16, Ramona.
Okay.
Fact, capital letters, new pet peeve. I do not like kids. I will be nice to them, but I do not like them. That's from Brooke the mail lady.
Did you just discover this?
Yeah. You know, some common ground there, Ramona, with you and Brooke?
A little bit.
Yeah. It's interesting. I do not think, for all of Brooke's acumen, I do not think she has read, How to Make Friends and Influence People.
No, you think she spends a lot of time in the sensitivity seminars at work?
What we're really curious about, Brooke, is what pushed you over the edge.
Yeah, onto some kid
that.
Did something.
Yes, yes.
Some kid did something.
Yes. Lord. To the phones. It is Garnet and Gold. Garnet and Gold. What's going on, Garnet and Gold?
Not much, man. How are you?
I'm all right. I'm better than your White Sox.
Every time. Hey, the rest of my teams are doing pretty well, though. So at least I have something to pull
for. That's a fact. Yeah, yeah, that's a fact.
Even though we pretty much secured another 100-loss season after last night,
We
got a sweep. Yeah, that's not going to happen. We're not going to win 5 games straight. So I love your music choices.
Thanks.
Your music is great. Love it. I'm still upset you haven't watched Almost Famous.
Yeah, you know, I watched the trailer for it or something, and I just couldn't do it. I don't know.
No. The trailer is not even close. I mean, if you're a music lover,
right.
To me, as a music lover, it's the greatest movie of all
right.
time.
All right. I'll try.
I'm telling you, just watch it. If you get through 45 minutes of it and don't like it and cut it off, I understand.
By the way, not to interrupt you, Garnet and Gold, but... Yeah. Are we gonna have to change Ramona? Oh, Ramona can't hear me. Are we gonna have to? I need to ask you something. Are we gonna have to change her name, Ramona, from Brooke the Mail Lady to Brooke the Kid Hater?
Say that again.
Are we gonna have to change Brooke's name from Brooke the Mail Lady to Brooke the Kid Hater?
She'll explain.
Oh, good, good. I can't wait for this. All right, we're gonna give her a special exemption in a minute. All right, Garnet and Gold. So what leads you here today?
Today is, I'm ranking, and you're probably going to laugh at me, I'm ranking my top five QBs that are active right now in the NFL based on what they've done the first three games of the season.
Okay.
Number one is Justin Herbert. Straight
okay.
up. Justin
right.
Herbert is maybe MVP.
Yep, he's in that
Number
mix.
Two is Allen.
Good, good, good. You scared me the other day with something that you wrote or said. So, yeah, okay. So we got that part right. Okay.
I know what I wrote, yeah.
Yes.
Number three,
you left him
Lamar.
Out. Who was three?
Right. Lamar.
Okay.
Mahomes is just Mahomes. I mean, you can't leave him out of the top five.
Right. And here's where.
And number five. And here's Baker Mayfield.
Yeah, I knew that was coming. I could see that coming right down the freaking highway, Tom, or right to the highway guard in gold. It was obvious that's where you were going. Oh, it was a big lead up. We just get past these four to say Baker Mayfield. Yeah, I don't know.
I know Daniel Jones has had a good season, but it's Daniel Jones.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, come on now.
Yeah.
Burrow's out.
I would have Burrow, but obviously he can't play.
He's hurt. Yeah.
But
I'm
if you're just asking me,
right now.
Okay. If you just guys who are playing, huh?
Yeah.
I don't know. I need to think about it. I need to think about it. But look, I think Baker Mayfield is a top 12 type quarterback in the National Football League right now. Now, where exactly he would fit for me, I don't know. I'd have to start filling out the pieces and draft him into the position. I'm not sure that I would go as high as five because I don't really think that. I mean, I don't think he's in the class of those other guys that we just talked about.
He led three straight come from behind victories.
Yeah. Okay. So if I said to you today, Garnett and Gould, I will let you trade Baker Mayfield for Jaden Daniels, you would say no?
No.
You would not say no. You would say goodbye, Baker.
I would say no. I don't want Daniels.
You would not trade Baker Mayfield for Jaden Daniels?
No.
Oh, I would drive him to the friggin' state line right now. I'd pack his bags.
I would trade him for my top four, and I'd trade him for Joe Burrow, but he's not playing right now. And Jaden's not playing right now either because he's hurt.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, I would not. Jaden's had one good season, and he's great. I mean, when he was at LSU, he was great, even though Florida State beat him two times.
Yeah, but you're looking at a Baker Mayfield that's evolved and that's sucked in other systems and has been terrible, and he got better coaching and he finally grew up some and he's playing better. Yeah. Jaden Daniels doesn't have any of those advantages as yet, you know. But I would trade Baker Mayfield in a heartbeat for Jaden Daniels, and I like Baker, reasonably like Baker. Texas said I would take him to the train station. Exactly.
Oh, my exactly. gosh. No, I mean, I'm so invested in Baker. Maybe yes, I've got, the glasses on, the Buccaneer glasses. And
yeah.
Stuff, so,
yeah, yeah, a little bit, yeah.
But, you know, I mean, actually.
Yeah.
You know, he's made the third, fourth, and fifth receivers look great when Evans and Godwin were out last year. He made, yeah. I mean, I like Otten. I think Otten's, you know, mid-tier, but McMillan looked good last year.
Yeah.
I'm not
arguing that he hasn't played well the last few years. I would agree with that, but I'm not going to put him fifth in the NFL. I mean,
that's fine. You're not a fan of the Bucs, so get that.
No, I see it.
Yeah, and my number two team is the Chargers, even though you don't consider LT a top 10 back, which is okay. I mean, that's fine.
He's right there. I can't even remember where I put him. Where did I put him? I don't remember where I ranked
him. You told me like 12 or 13. When we talked last week, I think you said 12 or 13.
I can't remember where he fell on the all-time list. That takes into account a lot of backs.
Yeah, it does. And I still, to me, Jim Brown's the greatest of all time. Hands down, period. Greatest running back from the film I've watched. Yeah, absolutely.
Yep.
And then one more thing before I let you go, Friday I'm gonna take Florida State 37-29.
Okay.
That seems reasonable. We've not left Tallahassee, and Virginia's looked good. I want to see what our defense can do against a Power Five team. You know, we were really good against Alabama, but Alabama, I don't think, had the film that they needed on us, which Virginia has now.
Yeah.
And Virginia's played really well. So, we'll see what happens.
Yeah, it should be an interesting game. Yep. Thank you, Garnett and Gould. Good talking
to
you.
Thanks.
I heard Seminole Ted picking a blowout the other day. Ted, what is this text you're writing me? Well, I don't even understand your text. I understand the reference, the train station reference. I don't understand your text though. I don't know what that means. I also didn't understand. Ted, I don't think you've watched Virginia play. I heard Ted picking a blowout earlier and giving Virginia like 17 points and Florida State's defense is this. We'll see about that. Brooke, the kid hater.
What? No. Yes. I didn't say I hated kids. I just said I didn't like kids.
Let's see. Let's go to the record. Where's the record?
Written.
Okay, yeah. Go to the record.
Where's the transcript, Ramona? Where is it? Pull it up, Ramona. I can't find her. Where is she? Where is she? Come on. You find it, Ramona? It's your job.
I'm looking.
Yeah, find the transcript on exactly what Brooke said. All right, Brooke, you go ahead. Issue your defense.
Okay. So I deliver to an elementary school early in the day when they're out at recess. And today I had kids yelling at me, "Give me my mail. Give me my mail." And I was like, oh, my gosh, if they yell at me one more time. Like, it was all that I could do, like, for mama not to come out and turn around and tell them to shut their face.
Abram Munn is the little brats. Brooke's having to deal with the little brats.
I understand that.
Okay, so here's the transcript, Brooke. New pet peeve, I do not like kids.
See? Never said hate. I just said I do not like kids.
All right. It was pretty close. But I knew there had to be something in particular that led you this way, Brooke.
Yeah, I love my kids. I can't stand.
Oh, wait. Was that I love my kids? I can't stand anyone else's. Was that?
I love my girls.
Good. That's good. That's a good start. Yeah, that's a good start. All right. So you love your kids. You just hate everyone else's kids.
I don't hate everybody else's kids. I just don't like anybody else's kids.
Which is basically,
because they don't mind. They don't behave. So,
all right, Brooke. Anything on football, Brooke? You want to say anything on football? I know you've been keeping this stuff all in.
All in. I mean, you've seen what I've been texting. I mean, it's just something. Really, you've seen everything I've texted. It's really something's got to give. You know, either Dabo's got to stick to his word and say when he says, "Hey, our quarterback's not doing what he's supposed to be doing, so we're going to make him sit. Show me that you mean what you say. Show me."
There you go.
And, you know, I'm tired of what I think is just talk. I want to see change. I don't want to hear talk. I want to see the change.
Yep, I get it, Brooke. You know, Ramona, doesn't Brooke sound a little violent, a little angry? Yeah, just a tad bit. All right,
just
Brooke.
A tad bit.
All right, Brooke. Carry on, Brooke. Go discipline those kids, right. Brooke. Yeah, go discipline.
I will. All right, Brooke.
All right, see you. She likes her own kids because they're well behaved. She doesn't like anybody else's kids because they're all brats.
Being
none of them
well behaved helps.
We knew that, this is like, normally when you hear of male people in dog incidents, which colors their...
Yeah, I didn't know you had to deliver mail to children.
Right, which colors their views on pets. But now we have Brooke the mail lady who has just determined that she hates kids. I mean, she can...
Where's my
yeah,
mail?
She can soften, right, she can soften the language a little bit, but, it means the same thing. So Brooke only likes her own kids, just so you know, if you're on her route, she doesn't like any of your kids. To the road rage, quick break.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Hey, Clemson family. I'm Jeff Scott, former assistant coach and proud member of two national championship teams. Success on the football field takes teamwork, vision, and a great game plan. I partnered with fellow Clemson alum Eric Newton to create Newton Scott & Associates. Tigertown to Lake Kiwi, we're your championship team here to help you buy, sell, or build. When it's time to make your next move,